Get in the huddle with Colorado Mesa football coach Miles Kochever on the team.
Joining us right now on the team line, he is the head football coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, Miles Kochever. Coach, been a while since you and I talked just on our own. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing well, Tyler. How are you, man?
Doing pretty good. And let's talk first of all. Jim was out there for the spring game Friday, and despite the weather kind of being a little bit off and on rainy, it seems like you guys overall, would you say a successful spring game overall, spring scrimmage?
Oh, yeah, most definitely as we went, Tyler. First off, man, just congratulations to Jim and being able to go and get an award today for everything that he's done for years and years. You know, I can't tell you how thankful we are to have him, not only for the college, but the Valley as a whole and the work that you guys do supporting us and covering us. So we appreciate everything there and just wanted to give a shout-out to Jim. But as far as the win on Friday night, man, we hit a perfect little window. We had a little bit of drizzle, but it actually cleared up, and we were able to go out there and accomplish what we needed to get that final work in. We didn't take it just as a day off. We wanted to cover some situations, keep building our awareness as a team, understanding what we've got to do at the remainder of this off season, and got out of there fairly healthy. So that's always a plus, and you're always winning. You know, you're not going to win a game in the spring, but you dang sure can lose one sometimes. So it was great to be able to get out of there relatively healthy.
You know, and it's huge. First of all, we'll definitely pass along to Jim your congratulations, and I'm sure he'll definitely appreciate it. But as far as you talk about the situations, what were some of the main situations you wanted to go over? We'll start on the offensive side. The situations that you primarily focused on in that spring game, for those that maybe missed it, what were some of those things offensively, situationally, that you wanted to work on?
Well, the biggest thing that we had to have a goal of this spring was our consistency. We had to learn to control the line of scrimmage, you know, dictate how the game flows. So we wanted to put those guys in some of those situations on Friday, and we were able to do that. Started the thing up with some open field play and letting those guys understand, you know, you've got to be able to run the ball. We've got to be able to control the clock and wear teams out. And I thought the offense did a good job of doing that on Friday. You know, and then we started some situations where we were backed up. You know, the importance of being able to flip the field, playing that field position game, understanding where you're at, being able to put together 2-3 first downs and really be able to change a game, change the momentum, take it back over offensively. Defensively, then, you know, you got to pin your ears back, and you got to understand that if we can pin them and force them to punt from their own end zone, good things are going to happen for us. So both sides of the ball, learning in each of those situations. Then we put it, you know, in the plus territory and let these guys understand, okay, now offensively, we've got an opportunity. We're already in field position to be able to get some points on the board, get a first down, and we've got a field goal guarantee attempt. You know, so those, when we got to eliminate the penalties that push you out of those areas. And then defensively understand, okay, this is where, you know, the percentage for them to take shots at the end zone is going to go up. We've got to know where we're at, and then it changes your mindset as a play caller. So it was good for coaches, players alike, to be able to get those different situations in. And then just went down at the end and closed it out with a little bit of, you know, low red area. And again, you never know what's going to happen throughout the course of the game, so the defense being, you know, having that mentality anytime, anywhere. And then offensively, really – understanding that now we've got to make it count. We've got to find a way to cross that line and put six on the board. So,
Miles Kochever, the head coach of the Maverick football team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. So we talked about the offensive side of the ball. It's going to look a little bit different this year from kind of the sidelines and on the field. You're going to have a relatively new offensive coordinator, Tom Thanell, taking a job over on the front range at the high school level. And so from a schematic standpoint, do you kind of notice in these early spring practices a major shift in the offensive philosophy, or are there still a little bit of continuity there?
No, Tyler, you know, we were able to, when we came in 3 years ago, now that we get ready to go into this third season, we knew where we wanted to go with the team. So we had to build this in correctly and You know, if we just came in and did a complete overhaul at the beginning, it would have hurt us. So you have to use what you have at the Division II level in a lot of ways. Yeah, we went out and recruited, and now you're starting to see the identities that we want to have as a team, and got some big physical guys that can move up front, have that mindset to be able to win the line of scrimmage. So regardless of Tom leaving or not, we were going to, you know, that transition has been coming over the past 2 years. So the continuity has stayed consistent with these guys, and they have a great understanding of what we want to do.
In the quarterback position, there were a lot of snaps taken between two guys, and one of them, I'm probably going to mispronounce their name, Liu Aumeve?
Yeah, and that's kind of the condensed version, but yes, Liu. Liu came in at mid-year, transfer from San Diego State, you know, was a Utah kid coming out of high school, and had great success, and was looking for a place that he could come and compete for a job. So it's been great to be able to have him, and then him and Leslie have done a great job this spring of raising the quarterback room. So it's been fun watching those two get after it.
You mentioned Leslie Richardson getting some snaps and kind of really sharing a lot of the load in that spring game. We're talking with Miles Cochaver, the head coach of the CMU football team, on the Team Sports Network today. So as far as, you know, and again, it's still spring, you're starting to think about going forward, and you know you're going to have the summer to think about this before you get really deep into camp. When it comes to the quarterback position, do you kind of have an idea as to kind of who's leaning towards being your number one and number two, or is that still kind of, are you still working on the details of that?
You know, we'll finish this analysis up on the spring and go through everything, and these guys did a great job of kind of bringing both of their skill sets to the forefront. But ultimately, it's going to be the guy that can put us in that position to win consistently and, you know, really take charge of the offense. And they both did that at times and had other times that it wasn't as good. So, you know, we'll finish up this week and kind of grades and knowing where we're at. But, you know, we need those guys to continue to push through the offseason and be ready to go into fall camp. And, you know, we'd like to close out that competition early just so that we can say, okay, we've got a guy, and, you know, you can kind of build around that. But both of them, you know, brought great stuff to us this spring, so it was fun watching them in that competition, in that room as a whole. We had a number of guys with Cole Hansen, Brock Bider. Another guy was in that room at the beginning was Max Huff. So, you know, Huff ended up finding a role as a tight end and has done a great job this spring. And so those guys and those athletes and smart kids, all of them, they got to find ways to contribute. And I think all the quarterbacks did a great job this spring of showing that they've got value.
When we talked with you last time, you mentioned that after the game itself, you guys were going to do the reverse tailgate. And I just got to ask you, how do you think that went? And then kind of in addition to that, you mentioned that this year you're going to be traveling to Texas A&M Kingsville. You want to kind of start to build some of the necessary travel funds for that trip. And so is there any more fundraising or any other campaigns that you guys are going to be doing going forward so that you can get ready and have that travel budget ready to go for the Kingsville game and for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, these guys did a great job with our Day of Giving, and I just want to give a shout out to everyone that pitched in and helped us there. Our team did a great job with that, took onus in it, went out, and we were able to reach our goal and raised a lot of money with that event. And then the spring tailgate that we did, the reverse spring tailgate, that was more of a celebration, but also, you know, we have a lot of support here, man, and there's something special happening right now, and we continue to build. We had a great showing, even with the weather being bad, and everybody was just able to come over and interact with our players. And you know, we had a great meal provided by Mike over at Rib City, and then we had some pork butts from Fisher's Meat Market that they prepared for us. So it was a really good barbecue, hamburgers and hot dogs. Great event. We were able to raise money, and yes, it's, as you do this, you want to go and you want to play top competition year in and year out. And well, you know, with what the demographic of Division II football, and we're becoming the furthest west institution for us to get those out-of-conference games and games that can help build us throughout the season, you know, there's some travel involved. And, you know, it was necessary for us to charter a flight to Kingsville, Texas this year. And so that just comes with a hefty price tag. But with the support that we have in the community and through the university, you know, we were able to raise some funds, and we're going to be able to treat these guys to a first-class experience, be able to go down there and play a heck of a game.